like to understand more about the ministry's response to the recent sentencing judgment in Mr. Ong Beng Seng's case. Because in the judgment, it was actually found by the sentencing judge that, as mentioned by the SMS, you know, SBS has an adequate healthcare system to manage inmates with complex and serious medical conditions in conjunction with the public healthcare institutions. But that does not address the enhanced risk of potentially fatal infections and falls. So based on what SMS said earlier, does he accept that there's no way that the prisons can actually address this concern of the courts with regard to potentially fatal infections and falls? Second question is, I'd like to have his affirmation that in the public interest, the law should apply evenly to everyone, and there should not be any perception that ill health is seen as a license to commit crimes and escape punishment. So to that extent, the ministry and SPS should always review whether its facilities should be enhanced to care for perhaps even more complex healthcare situations as healthcare technology improves. And last of all, on a broader level, in handling prisoners with serious health conditions, I understand from the Prisons Act that there is an option. If the court were to sentence a seriously ill prisoner to imprisonment, there is an option for the minister to actually issue an external placement order, meaning that he ordered the Commissioner of Prisons to move the inmate to a more suitable place in view of the inmate's perhaps terminal illness and so on. So I wonder if he could confirm whether the minister has actually ever exercised this power since the provision came into force.
Is it Ms. Pleasure?
Thank the member for the excuse. Indeed, as I shared earlier, our healthcare delivery system is aligned to the national standards. Maybe the member is not aware of what we have in place. So we have medical care protocols and in place a healthcare system that can manage inmates with varying conditions. And I work very closely with the prison, and I've come across many of such cases. And including those with serious and complex medical conditions, such as those requiring dialysis, active chemotherapy and radiotherapy, stroke or post-operative care. And also, we have established an infection control protocols in place that are aligned with standards practice in the PHIs. And healthcare staff in SPS also adhere to infection control standards, such as observing all the different protocols. And you find the standards very similar to what you can get outside. We also have negative pressure cells that for infection control, like for example COVID or even tuberculosis to that extent. So, and ours is not something very different from what you see outside. So we are also subjected to inspection or audit by MOH, it's regularly. And what we also do is that we also make our medical center relevant. For example, we also have electronic medical record, and also we have telemedicine, which we enhance, and also we also have things relation to how we provide opportunities with those chronic illnesses, and even those if we have dialysis machine. So we will continue to make sure that we provide the necessary standards, healthcare standards, to our inmates. And at times I receive messages or emails from loved ones of our inmates. Definitely they are worried for their healthcare of their loved ones. And their SPS would try their best to address the issues if they are needs relating to their medicine or even the care that they require, the SPS will do so. Nevertheless, we must recognize that the majority of our inmates there, they have drug addiction matters. So the medicine that we give have to be appropriate for them. So sometimes you may hear, I would like to have stronger medicine, right? So I want to assure members that our doctors and also our healthcare staff are very much attuned to the needs of the inmates. And you mentioned about the judgment, right, that has been made. So essentially, we maintain that we have an adequate healthcare system and protocol, right? And but the judge will have to decide based on the facts of the case. And we have, as you quoted, the external placement scheme, right? Which I think is an option that the prison can take on. And this is not something relating to the prison side. We have a medical advisory panel, and for this case, we have an external placement review board, right, to do so. And we have done so. We have had cases where in 20, cases where we have allowed the person to go on such a scheme. Right, so essentially, I want to assure member that we will look after our inmates. They are fellow human beings. They need the care. But if we cannot take care of them within the prison setup, we work with the PHIs. And it's not only PHIs which are close to us. If there are needs that you cannot find in certain PHI, we will go to a setting that is more appropriate. And for those who may need additional support or the circumstances vary, so we have the external placement scheme. Right. So at the end of the day, you need not worry how your loved ones as well as your constituents will be looked after when they enter the prison. And we will also continue to improve the setting, because whoever you are, we want to take care of you. And we want to make sure that you have a meaningful rehabilitation and reintegration journey.